welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here with Brian Smith, the very creative NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
A little ballsy trip down memory lane there, huh?
Yeah, why not? We need something new.
Oh, gosh. You know, I meant to say, you know, when we did that paranormal intensive, it was so cool to see people I hadn't seen probably since Ghost World, but some longtime members that came out, like Lisa Darlberg, she came all the way from Bergen County, and Gail Caldwell, Nancy Rodman, they were at Ghost World was the last time I saw them. Who else? Oh, Carla Halusha, I haven't seen her in a while. I feel like Romper Room, like I'm, and now I'm looking through my mirror and I see Bobby and Susie. No. Forget it. It's
an old thing.
It's an old person's thing, the whole Romper Room thing. But yeah, it was good to see some familiar faces from back in the day. And Elaine, our member Elaine showed up. She did the Locks of Love thing like Dina had done, and Elaine had very, very long, you know, dirty blonde hair. And she cut it off and donated it. But, I mean, oh, but the hair. She has a hairstyle that is just stunning now. I mean, she looked. And she's been being a good girl. She's doing the whole going to the gym, losing weight. I mean,
we just
way
to
go. Elaine, you look hot, babe.
We just need to keep an eye on Dina.
Why?
On what she's searching on the internet.
Yeah, you know, you don't really know your team leaders and members till after you've done a paranormal intensive and you've had them lug everything up. Well, first they lugged it out to your hearse, then they've lugged it from your hearse up to your apartment, and you finally sit down, and their guard is down, and you find out, like,
wow,
you know. We covered topics in between the parent, like sitting in my living room, right, Brian?
Yes.
Before we went to Charlie Brown's, after the, you know, it was like our little postpartum session of the paranormal intensive was done. We're going to get take a breather and then go to Charlie Brown's and have the dinner and spirit circle with Jane. And we're sitting there and we'll tell him.
I don't know where it came out of. A guide to necrophilia. Well, between that and Elaine's cannibalism.
Yeah, she's obsessed with cannibalism.
She wants to eat flesh.
It's apparent. I mean, it's frightening to me that, you know, we did that story. And she even brought it up, how we had that story on the podcast about the guy who thought he had the mark of the devil and he cut off his hands and he put them in the microwave, or he was trying to microwave his hand. And I just made the joke, well, it's finger food. But, you know, for someone who's got cannibalistic tendencies, the finger food joke was almost like literal, you know? And it's kind of scary. But yeah, and then Dina, here's this little innocent, you know, suburban mom, and she's coming out with all the necrophilia how-to books.
There's an actual guide.
Yeah, she's like, there's a guide, you know. Well, yeah, but, you know. Anyway, not to give them away. I mean, seriously, people don't think, oh, my God, this is what joins and runs the NJGHS. No, it's just, we were having...
No, the one who runs it's even worse.
No, dude, that's not fair. Yeah, well.
I'm just an innocent bystander.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Innocent over here. But, yeah, so that was interesting pre-dinner conversation, so... You know.
And it was some interesting post-spirit circle conversation, too.
Like what?
Outside.
Oh, with Jane, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Well, that was truly interesting. The different stuff about a certain individual that we can't mention. But, you know, if you're involved in any way, shape, or form in the paranormal community, odds are, at one point or another, you've received an email from this certain
or
individual.
Or at least you know the name.
You'll know the name, but it's kind of like, you know, the old demonic, like, if you say it, it'll give it energy and it'll come at you, so we can't even say it, you know. But, trust me, not good. But, yeah, that was an interesting conversation, too. Speaking of which, Dina sent me an article, and I forgot to mention this, like, the last time we were recording, which was, I don't know how many weeks ago. There's something with a lawsuit going on with the Lizzie Borden house. Apparently the people who own the Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast have a lawsuit pending against these other people who opened up a museum in Salem, Massachusetts, about Lizzie Borden.
I believe it was Salem or somewhere close to it.
Yeah. And now, The Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast is in Massachusetts, but not in Salem, right?
Correct, I believe.
I think Dina was saying it's almost like closer to the border of Connecticut or something.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but yeah, apparently the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast owns the rights to Lizzie Borden Museum. So they're suing this Lizzie Borden Museum that opened up near Salem.
Well, they did change the name of the museum. I forgot what the name they changed it to, but
the website
is still LizzieBordenMuseum.com.
And they got to change that. Now, you're supposed to be going out there in March of 2009?
Yep. Still have to send my money, but yeah.
Wow. Now, how much is that?
$145.
All night?
Yep. Plus breakfast.
Oh, wow. You can't beat that.
Something different.
How many people are going to be on the team?
I don't know yet.
So it's an investigative team going there?
Correct.
Okay. So, and the people at the Lizzie Borden house are aware of that? Like, that you'll probably want to be up all night roaming and setting up equipment?
Well, I'm assuming that...
Oh, don't assume.
Well, you know, out of all the other investigators that have been there, you know...
Yeah, they're kind of used to it.
I think we have the whole house, so...
Oh, good. That's really good. Well, that should be fun. I'd like to head out there one of these days and check it out, because I know people have had some interest. I've always wanted to stay at the Farnsworth House in Gettysburg, too. Never gotten to do that.
Well, they're booked up for October, November, so.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't. Well, so am I. My God, did you see my booktour.com? It links from a picture of me on the homepage. Good Lord.
No.
That's just the stuff that I have booked now, and then apparently the publicist is working with this other woman in the office, so the two of them are scrambling to do TVs and radio shows and stuff, and she keeps updating this Google chart for us to look at, you know, and so it's probably going to, that's why I haven't even booked myself for anything for Halloween, just in case there's any last minute stuff that comes up media-wise. I figured leave that day open, you know, but I tell you, by the time I get on that plane, November 6th, to go to California, I'm like, kids, just leave me alone. I'm going to sleep from New Jersey to California.
I doubt that.
Well, I'll be excited for Trent, but then I got to sleep because it's just,
ugh. You'd be like, oh, I got to go pee. Oh, I got to go pee.
No, I'm good. I mean, I will go before I get on the plane. I will go at the halfway mark, and I will go before we land. And then I, you know, I have it all time.
You just can't do that when you drive.
Well... Yeah, I go, and then we're at the halfway mark, and I go again. So anyway, you want to do meeting announcements?
Oh, why not?
Okay. Let's see. Central Jersey Division meeting. It's going to be the first Wednesday in November, which is...
Which is... Open up your calendar.
Which is...
Your big book.
November 5th. Yes. There it is. I was in a rush today. I apologize. November 5th is the next meeting by the time this show uploads for the New Jersey Central Division. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, and it's in the Hazlitt Library, conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Their meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Of course, we do have October 21st. That's the North Jersey Division meeting, and that's headed up by team leader Dina Chirico, a.k.a. Necrophilia. No, I'm only kidding. Dina, please don't shoot me. So Dina Chirico's team leader of the North Jersey Division. Her meeting is on October 21st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's in the Hackettstown Community Center in the Blue Room, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. If you've missed any of these dates, times, places, they will be correct on the website at njghs.net. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. If you have any interesting pictures or recordings, feel free to bring them with you, and they can be reviewed during the Share and Scare segment.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
You
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostmandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. This is the part of the show where if you'd actually sent in a parashare, we'd have something to read and share. But guess what? Nobody did. Kel Surprise, right, Brian?
Huh?
So, in the event someone were to send in a parashare, they would get one credit, which they could use towards getting membership in the NJGHS. Okay, that's $20 value. Lifetime membership. And once you're a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, guess what? You're allowed to participate in the cemetery hunts. You're allowed to be part of a private investigative team. You get 10% off all the books we sell, mine included. Okay? So there are your perks. If we do any other conferences, workshops, events, members always get a, right? They get a discounted rate because they're a member. So there are benefits to being a member. So if you send in a parashare, you cannot have to spend 20 bucks to be a member, and you'll become a member. Or you can save up and send in 10 parashares and get a natal chart, okay, your astrological blueprint for 75. Well, normally it would be 75 bucks that I would charge someone to do one of those. You'd get it by sending in 10 parashares.
And believe okay? me, Laura would rather have the money.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this whole thing of eating and paying rent, I don't know, man. I can't, like, overcome the habit and, you know. So anyway, so yeah, you know, there you go. I'm willing to give up $75 if you'd send in 10 freaking parashares, people. Right?
You say so.
Yeah.
I'm not eligible, so.
Well, this is true. Anyway, well, we don't have any parashares this week.
Now it's time for News of the Weird.
Kay Underwood, 20, of Barrow-upon-Sewer, England, risks momentarily collapsing every time she laughs, according to an August report in London's Daily Telegraph. Her cataplexy causes a sudden, dramatic weakening of muscles when she experiences strong emotions, including joy, excitement, and anger. She said she has collapsed as many as 40 times in a day. And sometimes her friends will, good-naturedly, try to make her giggle. But she said she has learned tricks to protect herself, such as locking my knees together or grabbing onto something.
Where's House when you need him?
Yeah. Hello.
It reminds me of those goats where they get scared and they just stiffen up and fall over.
Oh, I never heard
You've
of that.
You've never heard of those?
No.
My God, it's hilarious.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, in this poor woman's case, she just collapses. In July, microbiologists writing in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reported that the Malaysian pen-tailed tree shrew subsists on a diet of fermented palm nectar that is roughly the equivalent of 100% beer. They seem to have developed some type of mechanism to deal with that high level of alcohol and not get drunk, according to one researcher, who hoped to further study could help with human cases of alcohol poisoning and other rare instances in which people ingest alcohol for purposes other than getting drunk. Okay. a wave of motorists fondling themselves in drive-through lanes of Seattle-area espresso stands continues, police said, despite a recent arrest. In August, an employee of Java Girls in Parkland, Washington, disgusted with a bra-wearing man, tossed boiling water in his face, to which he reportedly responded, "Ooh, yeah," and drove off. I don't think I'm ever going to Washington. Have you noticed, like, the weirdest, like, motor-related kind of, like, walking down the sidewalk, sick stories come out of that state?
No, I haven't noticed.
I have noticed. I'm like, you know, and my friend Christopher raves about Seattle. He is so happy there. He's like, you got to come out. You got, and I'm like, hey, you know, I was there when I was a kid, saw the Space Needle, did the dinner, yada, yada, done. Because now that I see all these weirdnesses coming out of there, I'm like, and the coffee sucks. Let's face it, Starbucks sucks, and that's where it originates, is Seattle.
Java Girls?
And Java Girls. What the hell is that? No, thank you. Seattle, Washington, ick. Yuck. Okay. Back to our news of the weird. An unidentified man smashed a 6-foot hole in the wall of the name brand clothing store in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in August, and labored through the night to bust open the safe. But according to the surveillance video, he finally gave up 6 hours later after making only a small hole in the safe. However, when the store manager arrived later that morning, he found the safe unlocked, probably the result of his forgetfulness the night before, and no contents were missing. Though the crime was unsuccessful, the manager offered to hire the robber based on just his diligent work ethic. Go team. Mr. Angel Medina, 24, was found dead underneath a bridge in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in August, and in accordance with what his brother said were his long-standing wishes, he was embalmed in a standing position in a corner of his mother's living room for a 3-day wake, wearing his Yankees cap and sunglasses. Okay. According to police in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, now this is close to you, Brian. 4 kids ages 9 to 14 grabbed a donation box in August at River Place Park, contributions to an organization that maintains the park's portable toilets, no less, and ran off for nearby woods, with several police officers in pursuit. 3 boys were caught, but the other made it a little ways into the woods, before falling into a manure pit built by the homeless people at their encampment. Nice. And here's your creme de la weird. In July, Port St. Lucie, Florida, police stopped Timothy Placco in his car on a wooded road and discovered inside a blonde wig, rope, binoculars, a small machete, knives, gloves, 2 bullet casings, and a film canister that contained 18 human teeth. Also on the seat was a stack of women's sonograms that Placco said he had downloaded from the internet. He originally told police that he had pulled off the road to call, improbably, a girlfriend, but then admitted he was not calling anyone. He was charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Wow. And you think I'm weird.
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah. Well, that's your news of the weird.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away. Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of the town where Tourneau House is located? And this is where the passionate French couple were still arguing beyond the grave. The answer, Alès, France. It's in the province of Gaud, just northwest of the city of Nîmes. Okay? I hope we had a winner, but I highly doubt it. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of give it some thought and you'll get it. A town in Mexico has a unique museum. Modern-day mummies are on display. For the cost of approximately US$2, one can view the mummified corpses of those individuals whose families could not afford the 20 peso a year tax imposed from 1896 to 1958. Those who did not pay the tax for 3 years in a row had their loved ones' naturally mummified bodies dug up and placed on display in the museum. Even babies and children mummies are on display, and psychics report hearing the whining and crying of the distraught babes. What is the name of the town where this museum resides? Resides. What is the name of the town where this museum resides? Bonus kudos if you can give the name of the museum, too. Be the first person to email the correct town name to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and you'll win my book, Ghost Hunting New Jersey. Okay. Pretty cool, huh, Brian?
Yeah.
If I ever make it to Mexico, I am definitely checking this out. This sounds really wicked cool.
Hey, well, I noticed something.
What?
Well, when you're giving like the answer for France or you're talking about something England, you all give the accents. How come you don't have a Spanish accent when you're talking about that?
Well, I haven't gotten to... I can't give out the answer.
Oh, you said a town in Mexico.
Oh, Mexico?
Yeah. See?
So I didn't realize... Okay.
Yeah, you're prejudiced.
No, I just didn't realize... Most people would know Mexico, you know. But when I read the answer next week, I promise you I'll give you my very best Spanish accent. Okay. And I have a tough time with Spanish accent. You know why? I tend to default into Italian.
Huh.
You know, I was just raised in Little Italy of Madison, and I just, it's just like when I was taking German, when I worked for Herc Salonies, it was mandatory that you took the German classes because the headquarters was in Frankfurt. And I had a tough time with German because I start to go back into my French accent, and even the teacher heard, she said, you took French. And I'm like, yeah, it's hard, you know, like Aktion Gesellschaft. Like that I can still do, like when you see AG. Uh-huh. You know how in America we always have INC for incorporated?
Yes.
German companies will list AG, and that's Aktien Gesellschaft, and that's their version of incorporated.
Gotcha.
I still remember that. And I can still say, er ist zu Tisch. That's all I could say. My boss is always eating lunch. He's at the table. It's like, all I remember. And I had the surname of Muller. So they would call up, Frau Muller, wie geht's? And they'd go on in German. I'm like, nein, nein, ich spreche nicht gut Deutsch. Er ist zu Tisch. Anyway, I digress. So, yes, don't worry. Don't worry. Next week, I'll give you the best Spanish accent I can muster, okay? My son, Trent, has got a good Spanish accent, and he's doing very well taking Spanish in school. I'm so proud of him. Anyway, let's wrap it up here. I got to remind people, Rosemary Ellen Guiley will be on the October 10th show, so get any questions or comments that you have for her to me in an email to the deadline at njghs.net prior to October 6th. Then we will have Patrick Burns of True TV's, which was formerly Court TV, now it's True TV, and their show Haunting Evidence. He's scheduled to be on the show October 24th, and Stephen LaChance is scheduled to be on November 7th. So if you have questions for either of them, get them to me at the deadline at njghs.net prior to October 21st. In the interim, you can catch the new one-hour episode of Haunting Evidence, which by the time our show is uploading, it'll be tomorrow night, Saturday night, October 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local cable guide for True TV Network channel in your area. And you can also pick up a copy of Stephen LaChance's book at barnesandnoble.com. The book is called The Uninvited, and it retails for $16.95, and the Barnes & Noble member pricing is $13.72. Wow, I'm excited. I think I'm really getting into this whole Halloween thing. The season's coming. And like I said, too, if you want to catch one of my presentations, I haven't even talked about that. I've got a lot of presentations, and most of them are open to the public. There's only one for Gil St. Bernard's is private. It's a private school. And then there's a fundraiser one that's a private invitation-only event. They're raising money. But other than that, all the ones that you see on the presentations page of the njghs.net are free and open to the public to attend. And you should come on out and hear the presentation. And I'll have my books with me. If you don't want to order the book off the internet and you want to just pay the cash price and walk and have me sign it there then and there for you, I'm happy to do so. And I'll have my books with me. And I'll also be doing a couple book signings. I think I have one coming up at Paranormal Books and Curiosities or something is the name of the store in Asbury Park. That's October 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, I'll be at the Washington Theater in Warren County doing a book signing on October 18th. And I have Mendham Bookstore. I think Mendham Bookstore, is that October 4th?
Well, I'm sure check it all out on the website.
It is on the website. And even if, like I said, on the homepage of njghs.net, where you see the picture of me, Jezebel, and the book cover, if you click on that, it takes you to what my publicist has going on, which is called booktour.com. So, you know, I pretty much update the presentations one very quickly because I have access to it. And then, so I would check there first, but otherwise you can look at booktour.com. Anyway, so I'll be around. So please come on out for the presentations, buy a book, have me sign it, whatever. You know, it'd be nice to see you all. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of
Hail to the King, baby.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dimitrico. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.